Not really able to have a hemshech, and everything here is very sporadic with these shiurim. It's hard to hold on in a consistent way. From the beginning of the year, we had the opportunity to get together to discuss the inyan of hashpah, different nekudas in the sugi of hashpah. So what I want to talk about now is something that is a little bit scary. But the tachlis of learning this is not chalila to frighten or to intimidate, since nothing in the Torah, Hashem Shabbat didn't give us the Torah to make us nervous. He gave us the Torah to make us better. And since many of the chevra are seriously considering moving forward beyond smicha and with the smicha to be mashpia in one capacity or another, whether it's in rabbanus, chinuch, kiruv, whatever that might be. There is an akuda that I would feel, unless we speak about it first, it wouldn't be right before going on further, mitzvah. Let me give a little hakdama. In the sixth parak of Ovis, the sixth parak of Pirkei Ovis, there's an amazing opening. Shonu chacham b'loshon ha-mishnah. Baruch shebarcha behem uve mishnasam. The sixth parak of Bechlal is different than the rest of Pirkei Ovis. Begins with those words. Shonu chacham b'loshon ha-mishnah. Chacham taught in the language of the Mishnah, and all the Chacham's names are mentioned. Baruch Shabarcha Behem Uve Mishnasim. Baruch Shabarcha Behem. Fortunate. Baruch Shabarcha Behem Uve Mishnasim. Blessed is the one, rather, who has chosen them, the Chachamim, and their Torah and their teachings. Baruch Shabarcha Behem Uve Mishnasim. So I once saw from Rav Meir Shapira, I don't remember where I saw this, but I once saw the Meir Shapiro explained in the following way. We see how careful Chazal were to list, to mention all the names of the Tanoim. Shonu Chacham B'loshon HaMishnah. We're very, very careful to give the names of the Tanoim. Even though, Rav Meir Shapiro says, even though we're not talking here about anything with this machloikis, in the sixth parak, it's not machloikis. When there's a machloikis, we understand we need to know that this is Shammai, this is Hillel. This is Rav Elazar, this is Rav Yeshua, we understand. But in this situation, we don't need to have really the names of the Tanoim as far as machloikis. These are in Yonim where there's no machloikis. We're talking about Midas Tavis. It's not machloikis here. And also, there's no Kviyas Halacha. There's no psak halacha. So Meshpia, so why were they so careful? Shonach hacham v'loshon ha-mishnah. So he says a beautiful thing. He says that Chazal are telling us to compare the life of the Tana. Look at this Tana. We're going to give you the names of these people. Compare the life of the man of the tzaddik with the Torah that he taught. Compare the life with the Torah that he taught. Look at his life and look at the Torah, and you will see how the person's life and the Torah that he taught, echad heim. It's one thing. And that's how he explains Shonu Chachamim B'loshon HaMishnah. What's the tachlis of telling us all the names of the Tanoim in these Mishnayos? The end of the Braisa. What's the tachlis of telling us all of these names in Pirkei Avos? We don't have machlokes, we don't have dinim. So what's the purpose? So it goes on and finishes. Baruch shebocha bahem uve mishnasa. Baruch shebocha bahem uve mishnasa. When we're talking here about midas, we're talking about what it means to be a Jew, what it means to be a God-fearing Jew. These are not professors. Baruch Shabocha Bahem Uve Mishnasim. The Ramesh Shapiro said, the Baruch Shalom wants us to understand that the Bahem is the Mishnasim. Like the Tzaddikim say, Kach haya oimer. Hu haya oimer. Hu haya oimer. He was what he said. He was that person who said these things. Baruch shabachar bahem uva mishnasa. Then it's a wondrous thing. When we look at these people, and then we look at their mishnayos, we look at mishnasa, the Torah that they taught. Not that I'm such a big Bal Nisoyin, I'm not so old, but over the years I've learned that this, of course, after all the dust settles from the Chag HaSmicha, you know. I just spoke to somebody on the phone that I haven't spoken to in like 6 or 7 years, and he said, "What's this? Where are you calling from?" I said, "I'm calling from YU." He said, "What are you doing over there?" He doesn't know. So he said, "You know, I'm back." He said, "Oh, they called you back. You didn't finish your smicha." He said, "That's easy. They're still looking for you over there." The hardest thing afterwards, when all the dust settles and you think about it, is this Torah of Meir Shapiro just said that there shouldn't be, God forbid, a separation between Bahem and Mishnasa, between the person and the Torah that he teaches. The Balabatim are not always on to you. They don't necessarily know what you're doing. They're not Bali Ruach HaKadosh. Unless you have a Balabas that's a Bali Ruach HaKadosh. They're not Bali Ruach HaKadosh. They don't know where your fingers travel on your smartphone. They don't know that. They don't know where your eyes see when you're walking in the street. They don't know what is sitting in your brain when you're lying there by yourself and nothing to do. They don't know that. But oy vavoy, if the disparity, if the gap between Bahem and Mishnasim is big, they know. Just like our children know. You know, the children don't know in any cognitive way. They don't know what we're doing. We could hide things from the kids. But like Chazal say, Iulochazi, even though they might not see themselves, but the mazel sees. Baruch Shabocha Behem Uva Mishnasa means at the end of the day we could talk about a lot of fancy things with Hashbah. A lot of fancy things. At the end of the day, being a Mashpia, and this is why it's scary. Being a Mashpia means coming closer and closer and closer and working harder and harder and harder to connect Bahem and Mishnasa. You understand? That there shouldn't be a gap between who you are and the Torah that you're teaching. Who you are and the Torah that you're teaching. Not like there's a famous thing that they say from the brilliant writer and philosopher Bertrand Russell. Sorry to bring up the name of Tuma, he's a shtick Tuma, but he was a very smart person. He was in the middle of his lecture, and he was going on and on and on about morality and human morals, and you know, he was a big maven in morality. And there was a student who had the courage to raise his hand and said, "But professor, you yourself are always bragging about how you're having all kinds of extramarital affairs and so on. And then you're teaching us about your whole philosophy is based on human dignity and decency and morality and so on." It's a good question, no? So Bertrand Russell, he was a smart guy. So he asked a good question, he asked a good teretz. His teretz was famous. You know what did he say? His answer, there are different geuses, but the one I heard was Einstein a triangle? Meaning, Professor Einstein is a genius in math. That doesn't mean that he be'etzim is a mathematical formula. It means that he was a maven in math. He was a bucky in mathematics, and he taught mathematics. I teach decency and morality, but does that have to do with me being decent tomorrow? That's what he said. We'll see. We're not going to get to it today. We'll see a piece from Rav Huttner and Pachad Yitzchak and Mitzchem, and then the first piece in Oros HaKodesh. Baruch Shabocha Behem Uva Mishnasa. Now we have an amazing sefer called Eder Hayaka, that the Baruch Shalom gave us such a sefer, where I would say that there are only a handful of swarm of this nature that have ever been written. Eder Hayaka was written by Rav Kook. It's Rav Kook's reflections on his illustrious father-in-law. Who knows who was the father-in-law of Rav Kook? The Aderis. The Aderis. He was the father-in-law actually only twice, after the second marriage also, and after the Rebbe died. The Aderis. The Aderis was the Rav of Yerushalayim. In Europe, he was one of the biggest Rabbanim. In Panovich, he was Rav of a huge Talmud Chacham, the Rav of Yerushalayim. Aderis. Rabbi Avram David Rabinovitz Ta'omim. The Aderis. So where do you have an Adam Godel of Rav Kook's stature writing biographical notes on somebody? That's what Eidei Yakir is. So it's not Stam biography, he was born and he did this, he did that. It's reflecting back on his father-in-law's life in a Rav Kook way. This is different. So everything's with the Ha'orah, that or of Rav Kook's breath and intellect. So there are two pieces that I want to do with you from Eidei Yakir. If you're free for a year or two, it's good I'd learn the whole sefer. Achrei avor kechameshes veishana leshifta v'panovich. Kook says, after around 15 years of living in Panovich, who ben shloshim v'arba, the Aderis was 34 years old, nismana l'rav shama. He was appointed, Aderis was appointed, his father-in-law, the Aderis was appointed Rav in Panovich. Be'ahava gedola u'bekovet godol miyuchad u'metsuyan. Hayashorui ba'adosa. And Rav Kook says that his father-in-law was held in great esteem. Not only that, he was very loved. Have a gedolah, a covered godel, miyuchad u'metsuyan, hayashori ba'adoso. In his community, that's how he was looked up to. That's how he was held in the kehilah. That was not very common. Ushmo holach holach v'godel, and his name became greater and greater. His reputation grew and grew. Tikunim rabim, u'gedolei erech. Tiken bi'iro. And the Aderis made many takonis of great value in the city to help things along in the city, in halacha, in the observance of mitzvahs. V'hashpa also haisin tekeres gamkein al kol ha'golil misaviv. And the hashpa, the influence of the Aderis, was felt not only in Panovich itself, but in the smaller shtetlach and all around Panovich. Omnam, this is the key name. Omnam, however, Yosa mikol pu'ula pratis gedola hi pu'ulas haskula hakerlelis. Greater than any one particular thing that the Aderis did. Omnam yosa mikol pu'ula pratis, more than any particular thing that I could point to. A particular point of greatness. I don't know how to translate that exactly. Of much greater influence was the skul hakolelis, the man himself. The man himself, his presence. In other words, Rav Kook said, I could talk to you about what he did this day and he did on that day, and how he built the yeshiva, and how he fixed up the bezdin, and he fixed up the mikvahs, and he fixed up all the, and he made shalom bayis, and he fixed up the bezdin, and all the bati dinim, and all the surrounding villages. I could tell you all of that. And Rav Kook does tell a little bit about that. But he said, but really, really, be'emes, if you want to know what was the greatest hashpa, it wasn't any of those pratim. It wasn't any of those things that he did. It was who the man was. Ha-ha-kara she-hikir ha-am. It was how the people recognized. It was clear to them. Ki-ish elokim kadosh shoychein bekirbam. That there's a holy man of God who was living with them. Adam nale umerumam mikol shiflus achayim. a person who is higher, who is above all of the lowness of life, the shiflus achai, you know, the C minor of this world. He says that there is just was, he was above all of that stuff. He was higher than all of that stuff. Adam nala meruah mikol shiflus achai. Ish shekuloi kardesh l'Hashem. Now, I'm not pretending we could be the Adaris. Don't forget. We're not the Adaris. But we need to hear this. Ish shekuloi kardesh l'Hashem. A person, he says, my father was a person who was kuloi kardesh l'Hashem. Kardesh l'Hashem. V'sheliboi v'nafshoi nesunim rak, his entire heart and soul were given over. Rak le'ahavis Hashem isborach v'ahavis abriyas. So the love of Hashem and love of Jews. Rios means really all people. Ahavis Torah v'yoshamayim. Filled with love of Torah and yoshamayim. So if Cook says, these attributes, this, the sum total of the man, who he was, he pa'ala tamid b'Yisrael, when we look back on our history, Rav Kook says, this had a much greater effect. This type of a person, the Ish Elokim, who's Na'al Merum, we call Shifla Sechaim, he pa'ala tamid b'Yisrael as pulos haruchanis, yoyse mikol ishtadlis amyuchadis. More than any particular istadlis that a person would make to say over this Torah, to give over this Chiddush, to build this institution. To have, the Jews should have amongst them an Ish Elokim Kadosh, an Adam Na'alim Rumi called Shiflu Sachayim. Every Mashpia, whether it's a Rav, whether it's a Rebbe, any in any capacity of Mashpia, and then this is a parent, has to look first at himself and to ask himself, am I a person that's merumam yoiser? It's not the Adaris. Am I higher? Am I above the shiflus achayim of the people that I'm trying to teach, that I'm trying to be mishpia, that I'm trying to help? If I'm just one of the chevra, if I'm just one of the chevra, so if Cook says the effect, the impact of an Ish Kadosh is greater, Yoisem Mikol Hishtadlus HaMiuchadis, is greater than any particular Hishtadlus, any particular thing that you could point to in his life that he accomplished, any sefer that he wrote, any institution that he created. The man, the person. Baruch Shebochar Bahem Uva Mishnasam. Bahem. Bahem uva mishnasam. Uva mida meruba vatsonu ze begoineinu zatzal. And in a very great measure, we have seen this by our goine, by our teachers, by our tzaddikim. There could never be such a thing where Rav Moshe Feinstein, you'd catch him on such a thing at this, and Rav Moshe Feinstein would say, just because I'm baki in Shas doesn't mean that I actually live according to what it says in the Gemara. Just because I know the Gemara doesn't mean I live the Gemara. To us, it's an absurdity. It's an absurdity. Yerida gadola hi la'uma. The nation suffers a terrible yerida. Yerida gadola hi la'uma. It's a yerida for the entire nation. Kishim chapeses tamid ba'anshe haskula shaba rakis ha'to'elas ha'maisi shalhem. It's a big yerida for the Jewish people, and all people are looking for are what? Are those who can be of practical value to them. Of practical value. You could ask, there are a million examples. Of what practical value, you could ask, what's the practical value of somebody like the Sklena Rebbe? The Sklena Rebbe. Is he paskening shilas? At this point, is he strong enough even to spend as much time as he used to giving aitzes? But not to have such a person amongst us, even if you don't speak to me, even if you don't know me, even if you never went there. The ashpar of that presence in the generation of such a tzaddik, of such a kaddish, a person whose eyes never ever looked at anything impure. The Hashpar. So Rav Kook says, it's a terrible yerida for the nation. When we're looking for our leaders and Anshei Skula, the people who are going to be our manhigim and so on, Rakis at Torah Samaisa Shalhem. We're looking for the Torah Samaisa, of what practical benefit, what practical use. How effective is this person in terms of the actual protum of his ishtadlus? What kind of effectiveness can we anticipate? Where Klai Yisrael begins to speak about rabbis, rabbonim or mechanchim, or people in Kiruv, God forbid, ki'ilu were hiring teachers or professors or technicians. And you could have a person that can give gevaldige drashas, but he's very, very far from bahem over mishnas. And the main thing is, he can dazzle the oilam. He could say a good drash. He could say a good drash. But living in a time, you could have people who call themselves mukubalim, have no shaykhis to have no shaykhis to being people of kedusha, and they go around talking Kabbalah. That the gap between the bohem and the mishnasim is infinite. So Rav Kook says that this is a terrible yerida for our nation. A terrible, terrible yerida for the nation. Ki'ilu lo nivru ha'anoshim ha'gadolim kim liyas l'kli ma'isib l'avad. Ki'ilu our great people were only created to be of practical benefit. Ki'im liyas l'kli ma'isib. Just something to use. Omnam, he says, Chayve gadol lihi l'gdoli ha'deris la'avayd avaydes amam b'chol ha'miktsos shabiyodam l'gilam. Of course, no one's arguing that the gadolei ha'uma, that the great people of our nation have to be involved, have to be out there and involved in the trenches, teaching and paskening and whatever. There's no, Rav Kook saying, I'm not suggesting that they don't get involved in the practical day-to-day affairs of the community. Whatever they can do, they should do. Avol shiflus musar hu im lo yakir ha'om, but it's a terrible shiflus. It's an ethical flaw, a deep, deep flaw in the Jewish people, in the nation, in the community. In lo yakir ha'om she'etzem chayeh uma or briusa, that the actual life and the health of the entire nation, he ne'ereches lefi erech anshei haskula shabo, depends upon the quality of the anshei skula, the quality of its leaders, the quality of the mashpiyim. Mitzius ga'onei hador tamidei chacham muvakim etzadikim. Who knows saying oz ruchani l'dor kulo? The very existence, the very presence of Talmidei Chachamim, Muvhakim, Tzadikim, and Tzadikim, this is what gives oz ruchani l'dor kulo. It gives the entire generation spiritual strength, regardless of whether you know the person, regardless of whether you ever heard one drasha, or whether you ever read one thing that he wrote, whether you ever met him. The presence of the Ish Kaddish, of the Ish Elokim, that itself is a tremendous, tremendous hashpa. Tremendous hashpa. The second piece is on page Samach Dalad Neidayaka. Ha'pulos ha'yotzes me'etzem teva ha'nefesh ha'tahara. The pulos, the accomplishments, the actions that come out. Me'etzem teva ha'nefesh ha'tahara. From a pure soul. Geshem shein manichus es adas yofe. They have the ability to be manichus es adas yofe. You know, there's a famous story they say about a certain rabbi that I'm not going to go through the whole story. It's not because you probably know it, and it's not necessary to tell the whole story. But there was a mitzvah that there was a Jew who went into the Chofetz Chaim, who was Machal Shabbos in Radin. And he went to the Chofetz Chaim, and he came out, and he was there for 30 seconds. He came out from the Chofetz Chaim, and he was Shemesh Shabbos. So some rabbi here in America heard that story. It's a rabbi that you heard of. And this rabbi said that if I only knew what the Chofetz Chaim told him. Now, what I heard was this rabbi gave this speech in Florida somewhere years ago, and he was talking, he said, if I only knew what the Chofetz Chaim told that Michal Shabbos. And it could be apocryphal, but they say that there was something that an old man stood up and said that I know because I was the guy. I'm not sure I believe this. Okay, but that's a lot of these stories go, I know because it was me. I don't believe those stories. But they have unbelievable stories, not just by the Chassidim, you see. So he says, I was that guy. So the rabbi says, so you are the guy, and everybody's going, ooh, wah. So what did the Chofetz Chaim tell you? What did the Chofetz Chaim tell you? He wanted to hear what kind of a blitz, what kind of a chiddush, what kind of an einfall he hit them with such a thing that for the rest of his life, the man's going to keep Shabbos. He's Michal Shabbos. So the man said, he just put his hand on my hand and he was crying. And he was saying 100 times over, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. He just said one word, Shabbos. So the rabbi wanted to know, what was it that he told him? He told him one word, Shabbos. You and I can get up in front of people and say Shabbos Mahant Bezmorg until we're blue. Shabbos, 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 any way you like. And the guy says, so what? Shabbos. When the Chofetz Chaim said Shabbos, it was Shabbos. It smashed down all the walls. It broke through to this guy. Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim said Shabbos. Why? Pulos hayotzeis me'etzem teva hanefesh ha-tahara. When the same act takes place, but it's through a person, it's coming from a place of etzem teva hanefesh ha-tahara, meniches es hadas yafe, it settles the mind. Ay, Shabbos, of course I have to keep Shabbos. Meniches es hadas. Kein heim mechazkos es harishom ha-tovim, the mechazik, all of the positive and good impressions. The kaivim oisam belev yafe yafe. And they drive these teachings in deep into the heart of the person, yafe yafe. It's interesting to ask about the Chofetz Chaim. You ever learn Chofetz Chaim's svarim? I'm saying besides Shmias Alash. You ever learn any of the Chofetz Chaim? He has a lot of svarim, a small svarim. Tosa Bayit, a lot of svarim from them. They're printed in one volume, you know, three volumes, a lot of his svarim. You ever learn his svarim? The Svarim are very, very simple. They're very simple. But I'm suggesting trying to look at the Chofetz Chaim Svarim. You're not going to find any Sfasemuses. You're not going to find big things from the Gra either. You're not going to find fancy things from Nefesh HaChaim. But there's something about the Chofetz Chaim that I found this with me, and I've spoken to other people about this. And when you learn something from one of the Svarim and you close it, like it does something to you. Even though it's so many years since he died, it's like the person is still holding your hand and crying and saying Shabbos. It's an unbelievable thing. I find that with the Kedushas Levi too. Even though in Chassidus is Svarim, the Kedushas Levi is a basic Chassidus Sefer, a lot of the ideas in the Kedushas Levi are not like going to wow you. That's why that's usually the first Sefer you learn when they're still young with the children to learn Kedushas Levi. Because of course, you can learn on many levels. It's very, very deep safe. But you can also learn Kedushas Levi very pashut. A lot of the pieces in Kedushas Levi are very, very pashut. You look in Kedushas Levi on Pesach. Chochma ha'oimer, what does it mean? Emar tinach ha'pesach ha'vikon, what's the Indian? Emar tinach ha'pesach. He talks there about matzah, yishmayayin. Why is it we don't eat matzah the whole year? It's very simple. But when you close it, something happened. Like he did a number on you. He just did something to you. So if Cook is saying, Apulus hayoytzism etzem teva hanefesh atahir, he's talking about his father-in-law. That even the simplest things, but when they're done by a person who has such an teva hanefesh atahir, he says, Menich does yafe, kein him mechaskus as I reshoim teva mekovim oysom belev yafe yafe. It has a way of driving the Indian deep into the heart. Even though the words are like simple words. The Torah might not be such a deep Torah. But Kaivim Oysam Belev Yofa Yofa. Belev Yofa Yofa. I was talking to a person that said that there was a time in her life that she stopped being frum. She stopped when she was young. She stopped for a time, and then there was a teacher of hers that called her up and said, "I just was thinking about you, and I remembered it was your birthday. I want to wish you a happy birthday." And she said, "That's what turned her life around." It wasn't some kind of fancy Torah. It was a person who loved her, who cared, and said, "I want to wish you a happy birthday." So went. Kaivis Isam Belev Yafi Yaf. Borsha Bochar Behem over Mishnasam. You understand? Umitarsha al P Rov Hem Dvarm Shainim Shal Khaiva. Shamishli Las Asiyasam Shum Rayan Shal Aimishal Kadvus Nefesh. And many of these things, when they're being taught or they're being said, they're not talking about something you chayiv to do, like the Mashpi is telling you, the Tzaddik, whoever it is telling you. There's a din, there's a halacha. Therefore, it doesn't come with any threats or darkness of the soul. Al kein him emalim tomidus nefesh achosit oyer v'tzahola ahavas Hashem ahavas amenu v'tereseinu. Comes from a place that's just filled with love for Torah, love for Hashem, love for the Jewish people. V'apula hanafshis hipoelis. Somehow it has an effect on the people. It has a powerful effect on the Hashem made it. So we're going to learn from the Ran. We're going to see this goes back to the region. We'll see this in the Drashos Haran. We're not going to get to it today. We'll get to it next time. It wasn't the Ikka. We'll see in the Ran. The Ikka wasn't that the Nevi is that the Navi said. The Ikka was the Navi. It wasn't the Chetzer of the Nevi's. It was the Gavra of the Navi. The person himself. It's a different kind of a person. Gamma bli maisa. And therefore, this person, we're speaking about his father-in-law, the tzaddik, this person, even if he's not doing anything, even if he doesn't do anything, gamma bli maisa. Allah Ambechlolo has an effect upon the entire nation. In one of his writings in the Ein Ayah, we're going to see a piece in the Ein Ayah, but in another place in Enya, Rav Kook says that sometimes a Talmud Chacham, when he's sitting in his room late at night and he's learning, he doesn't think about how he's helping the Jewish people, because he sees that he feels he's just helping himself. He's learning something. He's not writing this in a sefer. He's not going to speak about it to anybody. He's just learning it. No one's going to hear this from him. It's just his own. Rav Kook writes that even though nobody will ever know that Torah that he was learning that night, and he's not going to share with anybody in the world, as Maminim we know that that has a tremendous Hashpa. It has a Hashpa. Somehow, the people that he's connected to in particular, somehow it reverberates in their lives. Without them knowing it intellectually, somehow it affects them. This is not true of anything else in the world. It's not true in some of your chemistry teacher, your English teacher, even the nice people, whatever. That's not true. That's not how Torah works this way. We'll see why, not that we'll get to it. But Torah works this way. That the Ikka is the person. The Ikka is the person. Shabbos. Chofetz Chaim says Shabbos. The Ikka is the person. The word Shabbos came out from Chofetz Chaim's mouth. That was probably extra. Probably was enough just from to hold the guy's hand. He would kept Shabbos. That the Shabbos was already. The Chavetz Chaim gave him a whole drosha, and he said the one word, Shabbos. Chavetz Chaim didn't have to say Shabbos. Probably he would have just held his hand and looked at him. The guy would have come out being a Shabbos. Shabbos was extra. You understand, Chavetz, it's not something they could teach you in your in your rabbinic training things, whatever, seminary classes. I forgot what they call it. There was a word for it. What's it called? That's special. Other classes you have to take besides learning. It's not something that you could get to get some lecturer to come in and say, we're now going to have a lecture on how to win friends and influence people and to be mashpi on other Jews and to take out the smart board and to put down, they were doing these fancy lectures. You know, but then A and then 1, 2, 3, B, 1, 2, 3. This is something of the Yad Nain. It is or it isn't. Either you're a Bahem of Mishnasim personally, you're not. And if there's a gap between who you are and what you're teaching, you could be the fanciest guy in the world. You could have the best curriculum. And you went to all those lectures and you have everything in your notes. And according to everything that it says, and you're a charismatic person, you should be able to have a tremendous hashpah on people. But it's not real. The hashpah might be, but it's not deep. It's not deep. It doesn't change lives. It might educate people, and they say, that was interesting. But it doesn't change their lives. My wife has an uncle. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He lived here for many years. And he learned in Eretz Yisrael, and he lived here for like 40 years, and he moved back. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. See, he was once telling me that what had the biggest reishim on his life was Reb Eli Lapian. He learned in Kfar Chassidim by Reb Eli. He said Reb Eli Lapian's Kriyishma by a Marv, like on a regular Tuesday night in Teves. He said never in his life heard a Negila like that. Reb Eli's Kriyishma. And he said that ever since Rebellion, he says, I've gone to thousands of Balei Musa, I've gone to hear all kinds of Sikhs and Shmuzim, but the Rebellion is Kriyishma. Rebellion was also another, his Shmuzim are very simple. If you look in Lev Elio, they're very simple. It's not fancy. Very powerful effect on people. Rebellion, the person, was a Naki, he was very clean, very holy person. Rebellion. So you can go to hear all kinds of shmuz. And again, you'll hear an interesting shmuz, so it'll help to inform and to educate. But to be mashpia, to make what Rav Kook calls over here, to be machazik, the rishomim hatoivim, that it should be kaivim oisam belev yofe yofe, to be such a person that could be mashpia in such a way. That's not just a matter of a good presentation. That's not a matter of being eloquent. It happens that Chofetz Chaim wasn't eloquent at all. He wasn't eloquent at all. Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I don't know if you ever heard a tape. You couldn't have heard him. I was too little to hear him in person. I was alive, but I didn't hear him in person. You know how he stammered and stuff. It's hard to understand. There's a spiritual hashpa, even if the person doesn't do anything, even if this person doesn't do anything. The impact, the roshim of kedusha and chassidus, kshu oimid bizahar, when it's shining in all of its beauty, machnis karnei ora, infuse rays of light, gam l'toch levavos rechokim, even in hearts that are far, far away. Hearts that are far away from Yiddishkeit, hearts that are far away from the Tzaddik, far away from Hashem. Umarif tal tchia and spritzes the dew of life. Gam al nefashos yeveshos, even on souls that are dried out and withered souls. Al kein godol huma'oid, brocha haklali shal chasidis tahar v'amitis. Therefore, there's a tremendous brocha. Godel hu ma'oid brocha ha'kloli. It's not a specific thing. The brocha ha'kloli, shal chasidus tahir v'amitis, that chasidus, pure chasidus, and chasidus tahir v'amitis, shebemida meruba mitzanuha b'gainel, to a great, in a great measure, we've seen this by our tzaddikim. Now, in this third piece, which I'll just introduce it, and we'll get to it next time if you hold on to the papers you want. In this third piece, Rav Kook explains in his Chiddush Agadas on Brachas, he explains why is it we find a remarkable thing happened after Rav was Nifter. After Rav was Nifter. The Gemara tells us that there was one Kriya, and then later on the Talmidim tore a second Kriya. And everybody's trying to explain what was the inyan of the second Kriya that the Talmidim. First, everybody teared Kriya. And then, later on, they came to a certain issue where they didn't know what to do, and they tore Nachamol, they taught a second kriya. So Mishnah, we'll get to it next time. Rav Kook explains that the first kriya, there's a kriya that's a regular kriya. The person's nifta, the tzaddik is nifta. So we taught kriya. But the second kriya, he says, the second kriya is that it takes some time. It wasn't yet. At the beginning it wasn't. But it takes some time afterwards. But they were able to look and see now Gevalt. It's not just that we lost the Gadol Hador, that he was the biggest posek and the biggest Talmud Chacham, and he was the biggest tzaddik, but everything is lost. Everything. We don't know how to go on living. In other words, when they recognize that it's not, again, the cheftza of what the person taught, when it dawned upon them that this person is no longer here. The person is no longer here. First, it was the kriya over what that person gave to the world, the pratim. But then there's the realization that dawned upon them that something much, 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 much bigger is gone than what he did. The person himself, that he's not here, the whole generation is lost. Like I think the, which one of the, maybe you'll remember, who said by a hesped, by the Chazanish, they said by the hesped, one of the tzaddikim said by the Chazanish, that the world without the Chazanish is not the same world. We're now living in a world without the Chazanish. I don't remember who said it. Do you remember who said it? He said, it's not the same world. How do you explain that? So somebody would say, what do you mean, Rabbi? Imagine if CNN or NBC, what do you mean exactly by that? You mean his books? The truth is, very few people are learning the Chazanish's books. They're very, very hard. You have to really be a Talmud Chacham to learn Chazanish's. You can't fake that. It's not some fancy long distance 15 minutes. It's hard. So what are you referring to? Are you referring to the ages that he gave people? So you say, no. It's not the same world. There was a world that was, until now, the world was called a world with the Chazanish. Now we're living in a world without the Chazanish. It's an undeveloped. It's a different world. It's a different world without the Chazanish. It's something else. It's a second kriya. It's a world without the Chazanish. How all of this applies to us, that want to be mashpia. I think you understand. They need a behem over Mishnah. But we have more to work, more to dig into this sugi a little bit. So if you could hold on to the page, Mr. Shem, if you come back. So we'll try to finish next time. I don't know when it is, but whenever, after Yom Tov, they'll schedule us. We'll be together and we'll continue the Mishnah.
I don't see how to have questions.